Hi guys, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike.
So yesterday, we learned that Roxy and Shia arrived somewhere new.
That's right.
Where are they again?
Well, they thought they were at home, but it turned out they might be, but certainly not in the home they remember. They were out in the mountains. Of course, it was cold up there in the mountains, but it was also very beautiful. And since they didn't know exactly where they were, they started to look around. They started to explore. Now, they didn't find any people, but they kind of found a sign of people.
Maybe.
Or something.
Yeah.
What did they find first?
They saw a big footprint.
Right there in the mud, right there in the dirt, below their feet, there was a giant footprint, but it was not a sort of just a big foot. It was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, Bigfoot, that animal, right?
Exactly. The mythical creature who's huge and scary, and we don't know if it's real, but it has giant feet. That's why it's called Bigfoot. And when we left them yesterday, they were hot on the trail. They were tracking Bigfoot through the forest. Did they have a plan about what to do if they find Bigfoot?
No.
Do they have a big gun to shoot Bigfoot with?
No.
No, they could be in big trouble.
They could
be. So we'll find out what happens by reading our article.
What made that footprint?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia are looking for Bigfoot.
Tell me more about Bigfoot.
It lives in the mountains and walks on two legs. It has lots of thick, dark hair.
It sounds like a bear.
Bears walk around on four legs.Bigfoot walks like us. Also, it smells bad.
Shh! What's that?
Something is moving through the trees over there.
Let's hide!
They hide behind a rock.
It's just a raccoon. Let's keep looking.
Much later in the day,
it's getting dark. We should go back.
Maybe Bigfoot isn't real after all.
Look up there, Shia. There's a bear at the top of that hill.
The bear likely made that big footprint.Oh well, let's go home.
I'll try to get it right this time.
Roxy and Shia use the time machine again.
Thick. Jake bought a thick coat for winter. Jake bought a thick coat for winter. Hide. Hide. Hide, hid, hidden. Let's play a game. I'm going to hide, and you have to find me. Let's play a game. I'm going to hide, and you have to find me. Rock. Rock. Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Likely. Likely. The thief likely took all the money in the store. The thief likely took all the money in the store.
Okay, so our article tells us that Roxy and Shia are looking... Roxy and Shia are looking for Bigfoot.
Maybe Shia and Shia are both looking for Bigfoot. We say that because, of course, Shia is a slightly strange name, and you might actually meet people who pronounce their name differently in their life. But anyway, so let's call them Shia and Roxy. And Roxy's the first to speak and asks, tell me more about Bigfoot. Because Shia was really the first one to say, hey, this footprint could be from Bigfoot. So that's why he knows a little bit more. So what does Shia do? Does she start looking it up on Wiki?
I don't think they have any reception up
in
the mountains.
So what does he do to tell his sister?
Okay, so he tells her that it, being Bigfoot, lives in the mountains and walks on two legs. So if an animal walks on two legs, it uses two legs to walk. For example, birds walk on two legs.
So do people.
We walk on two legs.
I do, usually.
Yeah, me too.
Unless I'm really tired.
And you walk on.
And I'll crawl. But no, I usually don't do that. Anyways, yes, we do walk on two legs, as does Bigfoot. And then Shia also tells Roxy, Bigfoot, it has lots of thick, dark hair. All right. So it's kind of like a giant human with sort of the hair or the fur of a monkey. a lot of people sort of think Bigfoot lives in Central North America.
That's really often
where they find him, in the sort of forests around the Great Lakes and states like Michigan or somewhere like that. So obviously he's hiding from us in the forest, and he uses his thick dark hair to stay warm in the cold winter. It would be very good to have thick dark hair if you were living outside in the winter. And thick is our next, or is our first, I should say, word power word. It's spelled T-H-I-C-K. Thick. All right, when we're talking about something being thick, we're basically meaning it's wide. It's a large distance between the sides of something, all right? So if you have a thin piece of bread, it might just be a little bit of bread, but a thick piece of bread would be much larger, much wider. We often use thick to describe clothing. In our example sentence, it says, Jake bought a thick coat for winter. Jake bought a thick coat for winter, which makes sense because it's cold. So you want to have a lot between your body and the cold air. So you might want to have a thick coat, thick windows in your house, or thick walls around you if it's very cold. Because since it's thick, it's wide, it's a long way from one side to another. It will protect you much more easily.
So Roxy just kind of thought about what her brother said.
Right, okay. Hair, thick hair, lives in the forest,
Yeah, and maybe it's not Bigfoot. Maybe it's an animal that has lots of fur or hair.
Okay.
Thick, dark hair, and has a big footprint.
Big footprints, too.
So she says, it sounds like a bear.
A bear, of course. Bears live in the forest. They have big feet. They have thick, dark hair. But wait, I think what I'm thinking is what Shia is thinking, because he says bears walk around on four legs. Bigfoot walks like us. That's a very good point. Bears do walk on two legs, but usually just to like reach up a tree to get something. They don't actually walk long distances. Whereas, that's right, Bigfoot walks like a person. Also, and I don't know how he knows this, Shia says, also, it smells bad.
Maybe
it all. Bigfoot smells bad. First of all, why does he know that? And B, does he know that bears smell good?
Oh, good point.
Anyways.
Maybe it smells really bad around where he is. And you know, Bigfoot has thick hair, and
it's
I don't
true.
Think he... you know, showers or puts mm-hmm. shampoo in his hair. Mm-hmm. So,
so if he smells bad and he's not a bear, does that mean his smell is unbearable?
Very good.
Unbearable means you can't stand it. It's so bad. Anyways, mm-hmm. Bigfoot needs a shower. Then what happens?
Okay, suddenly mm-hmm. Roxy hears something. She says, shh, what's that?
Uh-huh.
So she wants her brother to be quiet. So right. she says, shh, so she can hear the sound again.
Okay.
The sound that she heard just now.
That's right. That's the noise you make. You might cover your mouth like this with mm-hmm. one finger and say, shh, if you want someone to be quiet very quickly. And then Shia stops as well. He stops making noise and he probably hears something or sees something too. Mm-hmm. And he says, something is moving through the trees over there. Wow. So it wasn't their imagination. There is something over there in the forest.
Mm-hmm. What could it be? Okay. And now that there's a possibility that uh-huh. it's Bigfoot.
It could be.
Roxy is a little bit scared.
I would be
okay?
too.
Okay. Uh-huh. She tells her brother, let's hide.
Mm-hmm.
Here we see our second word power word, hide. H-I-D-E, hide. It's a verb. To hide means to stay in a place where no one can find you or see you. For example, let's play a game. I'm going to hide and you have to find me. Again, let's play a game. I'm going to hide and you have to find me.
And so what do? Well, they hide. They hide behind a rock. That's probably a good place to hide mm-hmm. if you're in a forest and there is a rock large enough to hide behind. Rock is another word power word. R-O-C-K. Rock. And when I say rock, I'm not talking about music like rock and roll. I'm talking about rocks that you find on the ground, stones, hard bits of the earth. We find rocks all over the place. Sometimes we use rocks to make buildings. Sometimes we throw rocks at each other, but don't do that because that's very dangerous. And of course, rocks can also be very valuable, right? If you find a diamond in a rock, that could bring you millions of dollars. But the point is, rocks come from the earth. They come from volcanoes, and they're all around us. And yes, if there is a large one in a forest and you're hiding from something, hide behind the rock, because no one can see through it. For example, we could say, Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Careful, Sarah.
So it looks like the animal appears.
Okay, what is it?
And it's not Bigfoot.
Wow. Is it a bear?
Well, Shia has seen this animal before because he knows what it is right away. He says it's just a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Yeah, and a raccoon is a type of animal that has black fur around its eyes, mm-hmm. and it has black and gray rings on its tail.
Yes, many of them, yes.
And they're not very big.
No, they're about the size of a large cat mm-hmm. or a small dog.
And they walk on all fours.
They do, they walk on four legs, yes.
So Shia continues to say, let's keep looking, so...
Yeah.
That animal, the raccoon, wasn't the one that made that big footprint.
Raccoons are very cute. They're very smart. They might bite you, so you don't want to get too close to them. But they're certainly not large, man-eating, mythical beasts.
No.
In fact, at my mom's house in Canada, some live, you know, in the backyard, and they steal the garbage if you're not careful. But these are not the animal that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it says then, it's much later in the day. I guess they've been looking around for a long time. Man, they must be getting tired by now.
Yeah, so after searching all day, mm-hmm. Roxy and Shia, they're exhausted, they're tired.
I'm sure.
And Roxy says, it's getting dark. Mm. We should go back.
Yeah, you don't want to be out in the woods at night mm-hmm. unless you absolutely have to. And then Shia says, well, maybe Bigfoot isn't real after all. He's starting to think, we've looked for hours.
Mm-hmm.
We found nothing. Maybe the footprint on the ground was just something that looked like a footprint. Maybe someone was playing a joke on us.
Maybe.
But he really thinks there's nothing there. They would have found it. But just then...
Roxy notices something high up.
Really, high up in the sky, or maybe high up in a tree.
I don't know if it's
or
the sky
high up
or the...
In somewhere, anyways.
She says, look up there, Shia.
Huh.
There's a bear at the top of that hill.
Oh, okay. It's on the top of a hill in the forest. A hill, of course, is sort of like a low mountain. A hill, a bear on top in the forest. this isn't very strange.
No.
I mean, they're lucky to see a bear, but bears live in the forest, right? That's where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shia says the bear likely made that big footprint. Yes, that is most likely what happened. And then he says, oh, well, let's go home. So it's likely they've been looking for a monster that really wasn't there. Likely is another word for us to look at today. It's spelled L-I-K-E-L-Y. Likely. All right, if you say something is likely, that means it's expected to happen. It's expected to take place. You don't know for sure because you can't see the future, but everything sort of tells you, all the signs sort of say that this is going to happen. If you look out of the window and suddenly you see lots of dark gray clouds and then you hear a loud rumbling noise off in the distance, it would be safe to say it's likely going to rain in the next few minutes because all the signs are there. It's very similar to the word probably, right? You'll probably hang out with your friends on the weekend. You'll likely hang out with your friends on the weekend. Maybe things will change, but that's the way it looks like it will happen. For example, the thief likely took all the money in the store. The thief likely took all the money in the store.
So it looks like Roxy was right all along.
Yeah, it was just a bear.
Yeah. Well, anyways, now that they've figured out the mystery or, you know, who made that footprint, it looks like it's time for them to go home. And Roxy hopes that she can bring them home. She tells her brother, I'll try to get it right this time.
Ah, you mean the settings on the time machine to make sure they do end up where they want to be. And so, as we finish off, it says Roxy and Shia use the time machine again. Will they get home? We hope so. They hope so. But we're going to have to wait till next month to find out, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But until then, we have a magic box to go to check out. So let's do that right now.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Hello, this is Lin. 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。有些人可能学过啊，这个用两手拿东西的英文，大家可以想想看怎么说。是的，答案呢就是 take something with two hands or both hands， 但是用几条腿走路，大家知道怎么说吗？哎，这个人啊都是用两条腿走路嘛，那人用两条腿走路，英文里我们怎么说呢？我们会说 humans walk on two legs， humans walk on two legs。那如果是猫猫狗狗啊用四条腿走路，哎，你知道怎么说吗？没错，就是 cats and dogs walk on four legs， cats and dogs walk on four legs。 你已经明白这个用几条腿走路怎么说了，那要不要来猜猜这个谜语呢？ It walks on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs in the eveningWhat is it? 给你们一个提示哦，这个谜语里面的 morning, noon, 还有 evening 其实表示的呢是小时候、成人以后，还有这个年老的时候。大家猜到了吗？哎，答案就是 人哦， humans。因为小时候 a baby walks on its hands and knees。小时候啊，哎，这个婴儿都是用四肢爬行的嘛。那长大以后呢，我们就会用两条腿走路。When we grow up, we walk on two legs. 那年纪大了以后呢，我们可能需要拿一只拐杖才能走。所以呢 ，an old man or woman walks on two legs with a cane. 那 cane 呢，当然就是拐杖的意思。所以呢，才会说用三条腿走路啦，是不是挺有意思的呢？顺便告诉大家一个说法哦，如果只是要表示四肢着地像动物一样，我们也可以用这个 on all fours 来表示。举例来说，如果你要跟别人说，哎，我刚刚整个人跪在地上找钥匙，你就可以说 I was on all fours looking for my keys. I was on all fours looking for my keys. 最后就是我们的验收时间啦，考考你们哦。动物方程式 Zootopia 里的动物用两条腿走路，这句话的英文要怎么说呢？快抢答，不要走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is animals in Zootopia walk on two legs.
Wait for it, it's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, let's play a game,
okay.
Mike. Let's see how many words you still remember from our unit.
You're going to test my memory again?
Yeah.
Well, this time I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I drank some tea.
Okay.
Which they say is good for your memory. Mm-hmm. I had fish for lunch.
Very good. They
say is good for your memory, but maybe bad for your breath. So my brain is feeling ready.
Yeah.
My brain is feeling ready like a well-oiled machine. Almost like Einstein.
Almost
like Einstein.
Okay.
Yes, but not quite. Anyways, hit me. What do you got?
The first word is, you want to... I almost said the word.
You didn't say the word. Don't say the word.
I almost said the word. Okay, what if you wanted to go somewhere?
Yes.
Or kind of like put yourself somewhere where nobody can see you.
Ah.
Because you are either scared of them or you're playing a game.
Okay.
Maybe you'll go under the table and nobody will look down so they can't see you.
Okay. Then in that case, if you want to be somewhere and you don't want people to find you there, you are going to hide.
Very good.
That's right. You can hide, of course, but you can hide things too, right? You might hide your money or something like that. If you go to the gym, you don't want people to steal things. So you might hide it. You know, a lot of people hide their money in their shoes.
I heard that
before. I shouldn't say that. Now everyone knows where I hide my money.
Is that where you hide them?
I don't hide my money in my
shoes. Can I borrow your shoes?
No! All right, let's move on to the next word. The next word we have is, this is not very narrow. It's not very thin. It's something that you might want to have if you need extra protection.
A helmet.
No, not a helmet. Let's see, if you're having a sandwich, this is a sandwich that would really fill you up. It wouldn't just be a small snack. It would really, really fill you up. If you're reading a book like this, it won't take you just like a few hours or a day. It might take you a week or even a month to read this book.
Because there's lots of pages,
right? Because there's lots of pages, because there's lots of stuff in your sandwich, and because there's lots of space between outside and inside. If you're wearing, you know, a jacket or a suit of armor, like a knight of old. So you have a big sandwich, a big book, and you're wearing a big jacket, but big is not the right adjective. There is one adjective that's better.
Thick?
Thick! That's right.
A
thick jacket, a thick book might take a long time to read, and a thick sandwich might have lots of stuff inside, so you will definitely be full when you finish it.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
One more.
Okay.
This one is, the meaning is similar.
Likely. Did I get it right?
To probably.
Ah, I got it right! Likely!
Which is also... No, it's not.
Almost said the word again.
Though.
She almost said the word. I heard like, and I was like, likely.
I said like. I shouldn't have said like. I gave it away.
No, absolutely not. And of course, the last one was kind of like a stone, but it's a...
rock.
There you go. It's a rock. All right, you rock. You guys rock. That means you're awesome. You did very well today. Mm-hmm. And we will see you back here very soon. But next month for Roxy and Shia. But very soon for something else. So stick around and come on back because we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
What made that footprint? Roxy and Shia are looking for Bigfoot.
Tell me more about Bigfoot.
It lives in the mountains and walks on two legs. It has lots of thick, dark hair.
It sounds like a bear.
Bears walk around on four legs. Bigfoot walks like us. Also, it smells bad.
Shh! What's that?
Something is moving through the trees over there.
Let's hide!
They hide behind a rock.
It's just a raccoon. Let's keep looking.
Much later in the day...
It's getting dark. We should go back.
Maybe Bigfoot isn't real after all.
Look up there, Shia. There's a bear at the top of that hill.
The bear likely made that big footprint. Oh well, let's go home.
I'll try to get it right this time.
Roxy and Shia use the time machine again.
thick. Thick. Jake bought a thick coat for winter. Jake bought a thick coat for winter. Hide. Hide. Hide, hid, hidden. Let's play a game. I'm going to hide, and you have to find me. Let's play a game. I'm going to hide, and you have to find me. Rock. Rock. Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Sarah stood on the rock to get a better picture of the city. Likely. Likely. The thief likely took all the money in the store. The thief likely took all the money in the store.